You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. On this edition of Food Friday, everything you wanted to know about baking bread, but were afraid to ask. You may think making bread is complicated, it's over your head, but our next guest says you're wrong. Anyone can make a loaf of their very own bread.
Our next guest is a San Francisco bread maker and the author of Josie Baker Bread. Josie, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Josie, you weren't always the bread baking beast that you are today. You used to be intimidated by it, like a lot of other people. Can you tell us a story about the time you decided to just have a whack at it and try baking bread?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I definitely, like I think most people, thought that baking bread was an activity that required mystical skills, superpowers, perhaps, Yeah, that was all. All those fears were taken away one day when my buddy George was traveling through San Francisco, and we were hanging out in my kitchen. And I noticed he had this little container with a little brown lump of like clay in it. And I said, George, what is that stuff over there? And he said, oh, that's sourdough starter. I was like, why do you have sourdough starter? You can't even make good bread at home, can you? And he kind of chuckled, and he scribbled down some instructions, and he left some sourdough starter with me. And, you know, the instructions made it so unintimidating. It was very playful and simple, and, you know, I took a whack at it, and lo and behold, with that first loaf of bread, I realized that I can make bread. And...
Was it the simple instructions, or did you secretly have a superpower you hadn't tapped into yet?
Well, I'm not at liberty to say. No, but, and so, I mean, it was so much fun and so relaxing and so exciting and then so rewarding to be able to share the bread with other people. And so, you know, I just started doing it all the time, and a few months later I quit my day job. And,
wow.
Yeah, and just jumped right in, started renting space from other restaurants and bakeries in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then started working on this book because I wanted to give other people, you know, an experience like the one I had, which was falling in love with the new hobby. So.
And I love the way that you structure your book.
Yeah.
You start out by ramping people up. You start off with a loaf that's very simple, and then the next one gets a little more complex, and the third a little more complicated than that. And you're before you know it, you're someone who can bake bread. But let's start with that very first loaf. How do you make that one, that beginner one that's intended to build your confidence?
Well, first of all, thank you for spending some time with the book, which you clearly have. I really appreciate that. It's still totally crazy to me that I wrote a book and people are actually reading it. but anyway, yeah, the first recipe in the book, you nailed it. I tried to come up with the absolute simplest, most foolproof recipe and methods that use the least amount of equipment and the least amount of ingredients, just to lower the bar as much as possible, because I think most people do have that intimidation around bread, and they think they can't do it and they don't have the right stuff in their house. And, you know, so it's just bread, flour, water, salt, yeast, and, you know, a bowl and a loaf pan and some aluminum foil. And other than that, you know, it's nothing. You don't need a mixer. You don't need any fancy oven. You don't need to know what you're doing at all. I just coach you through it because you don't even need the bread. You just mix it together and then leave it alone and stick it in your fridge. You know, it was very purposeful about the ingredients and the techniques. I left a bunch of stuff out because I wanted to make it as simple as possible. And then with the next recipe, we introduce a new type of flour, and you mix the dough in two stages. And, you know, then with the third recipe, you get into baking hearth loaves, you know, just loaves that are not baked in pans, which, you know, all these things introduce complications that when you're first starting out, it can seem, it's just too much to take on all at once, I think. So you do lesson one, you make a great loaf of bread, you say, holy moly, I can bake bread. And then you do lesson two, the bread's a little better, and you're a little bit more able to take in the complexities and so on and so forth. And then chapter two is when we get into sourdough bread. Which is my favorite kind of bread.
Josie, I want to skip ahead a little bit. You've got a cool one, a gluten-free recipe that we've shared, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page. Now, this is more, we're into the advanced territory here, I think, but what's the key to a gluten-free bread?
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm so flattered and amazed at how popular this bread has become. But that bread is actually probably the simplest bread in the entire book to make. And the reason for that is because there's no yeast in it. There's no sourdough. It's actually not a fermented baked good. And so you just mix everything up together, and then you bake it. And you don't have to wait any certain amount of time. You're not trying to judge when it's ready for the next phase. But so basically, that bread it's a lot of toasted seeds, and it's held together with oatmeal and psyllium seed husk. And one sort of insider tip, after the book was published, because I'm always tweaking my recipes, we swapped out half of the psyllium seed husk for almond flour, and I think it made it even a little bit better. So
interesting. So people could try that at home if they want to sub out the psyllium seed husk for almond flour.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
Well, in terms of just those basic loaves of bread, when we're starting out, what are just a few basics that people should try to get right? Maybe about the texture of the bread or how long you need it, things that a rookie might, not know.
Totally, yeah. So the first thing I'd say is that you can't rush bread. And that is one of the most valuable things, I think, about bread making, is there's really just no way around it. You have to slow down. You have to wait for it. And, I think most people these days, we're kind of used to, like, doing lots of things at once and making things go faster and faster and doing more and more. And it's so rewarding to be engaged in this activity that refuses that approach. You can try. Your bread's just not going to come out as good. it's really an opportunity to practice patience. So that's really nice. If you can muster, measuring your ingredients by weight is a lot more accurate. And, until you're really able to have that intuitive feel for the dough, it's really nice because it takes a lot of the guesswork out. Because when you're measuring by volume, one cup of flour, depending on how you scoop it, can be 100 grams or 175 grams. It's actually a really big difference. So if you can measure by weight, I know I myself was really intimidated by weight when I was first starting, and I actually didn't do it for a little while, but it'll make things better and easier. And let's see, one other thing. Bake the bread, bake it bold. And what that means is you're baking it dark. You're baking it darker than what most loaves of bread are baked to, and I think what most people sort of expect. But what you do, especially with the recipes in the book, which have a higher percentage of water in the bread dough than most bread recipes, is you ensure that the bake is fully that the bread is fully baked, but you also get these really amazing flavors from the rich caramelization of the crust.
Josie, I hate to rush you. We are all out of time, but we won't rush the bread when we make it, I promise. Thank you so much. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
That's Josie Baker. He's a San Francisco bread maker. His new book is Josie Baker Bread. And a reminder, we've got that gluten-free bread recipe, which he actually said was one of the easier ones.
And most popular.
Maybe even non-gluten-free people like it sounds like. It's at the Central Time Facebook page.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time, a little bread and sandwich music to take us out. And the top out of the slice of oat, not bread to make a sandwich.